Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Say something.
Testing, testing. Brother Aziz, are you there?
No, can't hear nothing on it.
Natural skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Yes, greetings. You are listening to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. We're on every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And your host is Bilal Masadiq Bynum and myself, Abdul Aziz Shaheed. Our call-in number is 657-383-1372. And that is 657-383-1372. Or you can reach us on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC. That's blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC. And we are talking about tonight's show is going to be about the impact of the Black Lives Matter movement as well as the movement for kneeling down with the flag and the supposed disrespect for the flag. Brother Bilal.
Yeah, Brother Aziz, and like we said, this is about our third week of entertaining the subject.
Yes, it is.
It's a subject that, because we are a business association. And as a business association, our real objective is to identify businesses in our community. We identify those businesses by having those businesses that come on the air.
Yes.
So if you're a business person and you want to come on the air and talk about your business, we are open to, we're allowing business folks to come on this air and talk about businesses. And the reasons why we're so generous with doing this is because we know that the business person is definitely the strength and the producers of our community. So, and also we realize that as consumers we are spending a large amount of money. So, like I said, as representatives of the Washington metropolitan area New Africa Business Association, one of our objectives, like I said, is to identify businesses and to advertise those businesses to our communities, and hopefully the communities will start doing business with our entrepreneurs, and of course they will know where our entrepreneurs are located. That's one of our main objectives. And of course we have a second one, and we'll always have the second one, and the second one is to the growth of new businesses in our community. Realizing that as a nation we're spending over $1 trillion a year in consumer spending, so that would be goods and products. And so with those statistics, we now can say, to bring that dollar back into the community. And the most aggressive way to do that is to do it as a group or as a community. You know, like I said, our position here at the New Africa Business Association is what if one can't do it, then many of us can. So again, that's what we mean as community. If one of us can't do it, ain't nothing our community can't do. It's just a matter of the efforts and whether the community is willing to do such a thing. But I would suggest one of the communities focus on identifying businesses and shop with those businesses that you can identify in your community. And then, of course, create new businesses because, again, the amount of consumer spending that we are doing, it is certainly indicating that it's worth it for us to create new businesses. And also, we look for business ideas. Those of you who may have a very valuable idea, but you may not have the resources to implement or to market your idea. So again, we invite that type of participation. The New Africa Business Association here in the Washington metropolitan area is just one of many associations that are located throughout the United States. Our Lady Ma'am W.D. Muhammad, may Allah grant him paradise, he is the one who has organized us on a national basis to have a business association, saying that to say that the same activities, well, not exactly the same activities, but the same ideal and the same objectives and motivation is going on in many, many different areas of the country, doing what Brother Isaiah and others here in the Washington metropolitan area that is part of the New Africa Business Association. We're all trying to stimulate business activities. And like I said, that type of activity is going on just about all over the country. And you'll be able to identify with most of those associations because once a year, all of the local business associations from all over the country, we all come to, once a year, we all come together. And, of course, we come, all of us come under the umbrella of the National Muslim Business Council or the National Muslim Business Association, headed by our president and leader, President David Hassan. And we will be hearing more from the president. He should be coming on along with a lot of his VIP business connections to let you know about some of the bigger pictures. Of course, we function a lot on local retail, but some of the bigger pictures that that is involved in international investments where our productivities are coming directly from foreign sources, and we're able to have a direct distributorship. Wholesale distributorships rather than being able to supply the retailers. So you will be hearing from very successful entrepreneurs in our near future. But Brother Aziz, getting back to what you asked about, like I said in your opening, of the flag and who has the right to salute or what rights they have. Of course, like I said, it's a subject that here at the New Africa Business Association, we wish we didn't have to waste our time, and I think it's a waste of time. Discussing something as minor as minute, and I say it because we're veterans. War veterans, we don't have to, we have already gone through a disgrace by putting us into a war right from segregation to wars, and many of our brothers like myself and you, 17, 18 years old, was forced into that war by a drafting system, and they drafted us even though they had us living under segregation. And a lot of our brothers are dead from at the age of 17 and 18, never knew what it was to have a life of independence and freedom because of the injustice done to African Americans in this country. But we went, we fought, and I was there, and I can tell you right now, we won as far as those who was physically there, and black folks won as far as I was concerned. If they didn't win the war, they had a hell of a lot to do with it. You and I both know that, Brother Isaac. Emphasizing that to say that when it comes to the rights, who have the rights, we fought for those rights. And we have never asked anybody or emphasized that you must do this and you must do that for what we fought for and for what we have made lawful for our citizens and that is they can live under a flag that says that you can live under freedom, justice, and the pursuit of your own happiness. So, like I said, that's why I say it's a great big waste of time, but the reason we all know that we're on such a subject is because of nothing but hate. It didn't start with the quarterback. It started when black folks said that they was no longer be at the white man's Negro. And the white man has always had a problem when black folks refuse to be their Negroes and live under their racist standards. And so something is, but what I can't figure out is why when a black man, a black woman, raise their voice and say, my life matters. How does that cause hate to white folks? Because someone said under an extreme brutality situation that's going on with these young black guys, fill up with the prisons in this country, fill up to the point now where you can actually buy the prison system have gone public. You can buy stocks and bonds by locking up, by having enough black folks in jail, and they're making enough money that where it is actually a part of the stock market.
Yeah.
How dehumanizing can that possibly be? But again, that's the hate that this country has displayed towards African Americans. And to say that you have to live a certain standard by according to someone else, and this is you must stand up and put your hands to your heart. Whatever else they want you to do towards the flag. But Brother Isaiah, you know they won't allow you to pray in public school. You can't pray to God.
Right, yes.
Huh? But someone is going to demand that you damn near pray. Excuse my language. Over a flag. So again, like I said, that's I hate wasting time on this, but at the same time, as a business association, we know we have to deal with politics and business must go together. And so again, the same way you would have arrogant entrepreneurs such as the Dallas Cowboy owner saying that he's going to fire his most remarkable producers. If they, the black ones, if they should kneel and don't give patriots to this flag that symbolizes, must symbolize whatever it symbolizes to white folks. But again, if we don't get the proper patriots, they're going to fire the his most valuable commodity. And that's those players. Brother Aziz, you see, this is what I mean about the black man's power. Those football players and African Americans in general. And we thought that football players could be a perfect example. You see, like I said, those players is the valuable commodity. That's why everybody's paying the money. Come see that valuable product in sports that you're putting on the field. Suppose those guys didn't play. Suppose all the African Americans use their valuable power, just like you using the dollar to pay me to play.
Mm-hmm.
I can use my talent not to play, and we both lose because the fans won't have nothing. So again, and that's the same thing with our economical powers. I think we got our other part of it. I see Oklahoma's on the city. We're going to go to them in just a second here because like I said, the example is what went on, and that's not the only example. But when African Americans hold back their economics from the black, from those white markets, I can guarantee you the stock market and everything else in this country will start to diminish because there is no group in this country that put into the revenue and the marketing system, nobody puts the kind of money into those two systems more than African Americans. So I'm saying, what happens when you take it away? This is what we mean about, and this is the example of how powerful you are when your community owns their own businesses. I'm not talking about going downtown and trying to put a business in an established white shopping center. No, I'm talking about putting a business right there in your own black community. I don't care. Stop. Name the business and put it right there in your own black community where one don't have to get up and come out the door in that community because that's where the money is at. But there are no businesses there. That, so, again, community investment is worth it. It's something that you should do because you can see the wealth. And that wealth will trickle, that business is going to be there while you're here. That business will sustain your family and your community as long as there's business. So my comments on it, like I said, I hate to waste a lot of time, but the news media, the radios, and everybody continues to expound on this subject. So again, being that we are a communication channel, hopefully to the African American community, and like I said, we're local and we're national. So this is a way of having our voice here. And as I suppose as the two directors of the Business Association right here in the Washington metropolitan area, if these folks are going to demand our patriots without us giving it to them, then we are going to show our objection. Absolutely. And this is just a channel of communication where one can show their objection, especially on our political side of our program. So with that said, Brother Aziz, our listeners, Brother Aziz can tell the listeners I didn't call in. The mics is open. We have general conversations. Hopefully we'll be speaking to business folks, but again, the mics is open for anyone to speak about their general concerns.
Yes, you can contact us at 657-383-1372, and that is the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have a caller out there. Some callers out there. Would you like to participate in?
Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Well,
okay, Brother Aziz.
I like to say, add a few things to the discussion concerning Black Lives Matter as well as the flag, so-called disrespect for the flag. We have a number of congressmen in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill, and I think more than the people, our congressional representatives on Capitol Hill should be addressing this problem. And, the Black Lives Matter thing, it, they come up with All Lives Matter. We know that. And they say not just Black Lives Matter. The Black Lives Matter thing should be addressed in the manner we're in. We're talking about racism. We're talking about racism. We know white lives matter, all kind of Chinese and all that, but we're saying black lives matter because all over America right now, there's an exceptional amount of violence being perpetrated by the policemen towards African Americans, black people.
That's right.
And for our congressmen and those people up on Capitol Hill that represent us to be silent about it, not speak out about it, this should be the top of their agenda. As far as disrespecting the flag, that also should be the top of the agenda. The protest coming from the people that's saying that supposedly they're supposedly disrespecting the flag, that's a form of protest because the country is so steeped in racism that we have Caucasians coming out now saying that this is a matter that they don't want to talk about and that it's something.
Why should white folks talk about our protest against the flag? They were the ones who were burning the flag.
Right.
They were the ones who were spitting on the flag. They was the one that was urinating and doing some of the most filthiest things you could possibly do to the flag. They know they can put it all on TV right there and show what white folks did to our flag. But like I said, it has nothing to do with the flag.
Right. It has to do with racism.
It has to do with how much they hate you. And I'm saying any little small symbolic thing you done because this brother getting on his knees, look how insignificant that is.
Right.
But again, look how significant
they
have made it.
You got people cutting up back in the food.
Because again, of the Ku Klux Klan, and we know everybody supports the Klan. That's how they're so big. We know the skinheads, they're so big because they, you see, again, like I said, when it comes to racism, we as black folks cannot stop racism.
Right.
White folks have to stop racism. They started it. How can we stop something that they started? They're the ones who harbored the Klan. That Klan started out as three or four persons and ended up now as millions. How can that possibly happen if you ain't a part of it?
Well, you know.
You either are part of the problem. Huh?
Yes. Well, you know, we identified it as racism. Now, being that it's racism, the biggest part of that racism is that it's in direct violation of our constitutional right. Our constitutional right. Like folks have said, our people have been to three wars for this country and come back and had their constitutional rights constantly violated, and no one has been there to defend us from having those constitutional rights violated except the members that helped our Thurgood Marshall and those people, Brown, Vincent, the Board of Education. These type of things is what's helped us move forward. Our real people up on Capitol Hill that we've elected, until they stop remaining silent about African-Americans' constitutional rights being violated. African-Americans, that's why it's racism, because the complaints are by African-Americans about having our constitutional rights violated. It's plain and simple.
The folks up on Capitol Hill was put there by the people. The people that put those folks on Capitol Hill, and now they put all Republicans, the House is Republican, the Senate is Republican. Again, there's your people. Those people are the ones, they put them there for them to hate you. So again, thinking that the same folks that have been elected and put in office to hate you started with Donald Trump, why would they all of a sudden now want to? I was put in this office to hate you by the people.
Well,
so again, what congressman are we supposed to call and say, hey, again, Brother Aziz, I wish there was a way African Americans could dispose of racism. We can't. We can only keep the struggle going. Because, again, racism was started by the idea of hate. It was bordered. It was a cradle from that. And from that cradle, it has grown for the last 300-400 years. And that growth is nothing but racism and hate.
Well, we need to
so
request
same ones, Brother Isaac, that bore the hate and grew the hate, is the same people that have to stop it if they're righteous folks. Like I said, there's nothing we can do. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Charlotte, North Carolina, or Virginia, I'm sorry, Charlotte, Virginia, and those white folks that died, especially that white girl, I pray for her. Because, again, and I wish I didn't have to say it, but she is the example of what white folks must do to stop racism. They have to, they're starting racism has caused destruction and death. Stopping it is going to have to have the same thing. You're going to have to be willing to, not only African Americans, but to die for justice and the pursuit of happiness and equal equality that we've all been fighting and standing for, because there's many in this world would like to see all Americans under their enforcement. So again, the only way racism can be stopped in this country, the same folks who started, who give birth to it, who supported it and allowed it to grow, it's a monster that you now are going to have to destroy. You're going to have to take it out of your homes, take it out of your communities, take it out of your churches, take it out of your schools, take it out of your entire community, because that's where you harbored it, all over your community, that hate was harbored, and it hid in your community. And matter of fact, a lot of white folks, they put the fear in the white folks, and that fear is still there. You know, you can't go out here like white folks, can't go out here showing they like black folks. There are white folks that would kill them. That's the hate we have in this country.
We need to require more. If we do certain things, they can be as racist as they want and all that, and they'll be self-destructive among themselves. One thing...
Economics, Brother Aziz. America is ran on the dollar bill. Business is the power of America. African Americans are spending $1.2 trillion. Brother, if you took away that and put it, like I said, that's the African American's power. It's his unity. That's where we don't have the unity, and never have had that unity, as to where we can organize nationally and locally. And this is why we invite a lot of our Christian brothers, and hopefully they're listening, because as Muslims, like I said, our business association, not only our business association, but many of our organizations are local and nationally. We can put national communications together just like that. But so again, I'm saying our organization, it's been going on for a long time. Goes all the way back with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali. You know them. That organization has been put together for years. It has never broken up. But again, our power is in our Christian community. And the day that we can get our Christian community organized in a unity and a national unified situation, and now we can all start moving together, especially economically. Brother, ain't no way in the world. You're in charge. You're in charge. And I can tell you, you're talking about getting rid of hate. You want to get rid of hate? Let the black man stop spending his money with white folks. White folks will start fighting each other for you. That's how important your dollar is to them, and especially some of these foreigners out here who act all crazy and discriminate against you. They're totally dependent on your dollar.
Well,
that's where your power is at. But again, our number, call-in number for those who are out there and don't have it.
It's 657-383-1372.
So call in, participate with us if you have an idea, or if you're on the phone, we'll be right back, and our mics are open.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
All right, welcome back. Again, if we have any, we do have a C-Server callers on. The mics are open. Do we have Oklahoma on the phone? Hello, callers. You're on the air.
You know, one of the things I want to say, Brother Bob, is that we have elected officials, African-American elected officials up on Capitol Hill, and we should be requesting something from them. They should be doing some things for the community. Mm-hmm. They should be addressing these issues that people are out rioting about. Mm-hmm. The Black Lives Matter, the protests about the flag. Our congressional representatives up on Capitol Hill, the so-called Black Caucus, they're the ones who should be the leaders in the forefront of talking about these matters and in making it their national agenda right now, because I don't know what their agenda is right now, but that's what it should be.
And you know, Brother Aziz, what you said, I thought about the same, and when it comes to the quarterback, you see, that's the type of leadership when it comes to African-American, like someone who will put a sacrifice of their humanity before a dollar bill. And so I would love to see this young brother run today. Talking about taking his job away. Quarterback, fine. Stop being the quarterback and become a U.S. Senator. Wait for the next, wherever state this brother is from, and then start encouraging that maybe see, that's the kind of leadership I look for. Someone, even though I vote all the time, but my leader really hasn't come along with me. I mean, President Obama came close, but my 100% leader, I'm saying this for an African-American point of view, and it has to be from my point of view. I can't take no other.
My leader
has not come along, but this brother right here is the example, the type of leadership that I would look for, because here's a brother that, I mean, his mother was Caucasian, or vice versa. I know one of the parents was Caucasian, and
right,
he could have he was raised Caucasian. So again, he didn't have to take the African American's route, but he saw the injustice. That's the kind of, and like I said, look what he's giving up.
So none of the senators are giving that up.
No, they ain't gonna. And look how long they've been in office. But they, you know, they pay them a couple $100,000 a year. You see,
Congressman John Lewis was down there.
That's prestigious living for all that, and you pay him a couple. Hey, he's satisfied.
Well, you know,
he ain't gonna sacrifice that.
He was down there with the
Dogs. That's why the Dallas Cowboys president's calling out his players and disrespecting them the way he is, because, again, he don't think that those guys are dignified enough to give up their dignity for money.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give up your dignity for money? Callers, you're on the air. We invite you to share in on this conversation. We're sharing our opinion. It's an open mic. You're hearing our opinion. Let us hear yours.
And see, you know, and the other thing is the teams that don't want to support their teammates,
mm-hmm,
those are the ones that the fans should stop buying any type of memorabilia of the team. Don't buy it. Don't support it. African Americans, you know, the church leaders can't tell them this. The congressmen can't tell them this. Who can lead the people to tell them, look, if people are not treating you right and, you know, you're not getting what you want, why go spend your money with these people? Why continue to spend your money with these suckers? Tommy Hilfiger, all these things, these Negroes be going and buying their materials.
We're supposed to be African Americans.
You know,
understand what you're saying. That is a Negro's mentality.
Right.
To allow someone to treat you in such an inhumane situation, and but yet and still, I can disregard. Because we've been doing that for a long time.
Yes, I mean, you know,
but
keep going.
But, you know, that's one of the reasons
what
I like about the young generation coming up. They got it pretty tough because jobs and opportunities wasn't afforded to them. Like, we had to fight for it, but we got it. But this generation is losing everything we just about fought for. They just didn't acquire.
That's
even,
right.
But even at the situation, they still don't give in.
Well, that's why we're doing what we're doing, because if we can put this money back into our community, we're putting jobs in our community, and our young African-American brothers and sisters have something to look forward to.
We need to save them.
Yes, they have something
to
look forward.
We have to save our communities. Our communities is in trouble.
They see the kind of unity we have doing things.
Thank you.
They'll grow and have that same kind of unity because Black Wall Street can live again.
Yes.
That whole concept, that whole type of community
and
life
can
live again.
I thought we had that organization with us tonight, but for some reason I'm not hearing from them. I know we're having technical difficulties. And I'm wondering if that's a carryover as these where they're
the
not
person.
Hearing us or we're not hearing them.
Might be.
Because I know they had a special program that they were going to present tonight, and I was looking forward to it. And
that's not listening.
Well,
you're coming through loud and clear, but I'm multitasking over here. And I wasn't able to respond at the time, but yes, we're doing we're having a wonderful day here in Oklahoma City.
All right, well,
assalamu alaikum
and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome, assalam, brothers. everything here in OKC.
Tonight's show, or business, or politics, or anything else you want to share with us? We got about 15 or 20 more minutes.
Well, I was just going to, discuss some of the things that we were discussing. We do have, again, on the, October 28th, we're having a Dashiki Nation at the new Black Wall Street Marketplace in Oklahoma City, as well as on the 21st, we're having our poetry evening. And those young brothers and sisters, they really bring some strong messages. But as you guys were saying a few moments ago, it is time for us to start to organize behind the Black Lives Matter. Because, when reality hits you in the face, everyone can't take it. And one of the things that I believe that I have stopped doing, I no longer honor Caucasian by calling them white, because white isn't a race.
No,
they're Caucasian.
No.
So I guess that's just what I do. But it's a lot of work out here for us to do, and Brother Bilal, as you had recognized, Colin Kaepernick, he was raised in a Caucasian home, as was Mr. Obama.
Right.
However, we as ones who were raised in a Black neighborhood, in a Black home with Black parents or Black community, because that's what we had. We had the unity in the community. So therefore, we need to bring that. That needs to come back.
Yes, sir.
We have lost that elasticity. We got, as they used to say, we got to tighten up. As a people, as a race, as a community, and it doesn't matter whereabouts in the country we may be found, we need to straighten up our act and get together. And we need to do it very, very soon.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right. Well, sister, you're absolutely on the job. We ask, because again, we ask that you continue to do what you guys do out there in Oklahoma. We'll, and because again, this is a must, especially after seeing this guy kill. You know, sometimes I think about the numbers of what this man killed out there in Las Vegas, Brother Aziz. And as a war veteran, I'm saying we couldn't have been more. Our firefights, when we were setting up ambushes, we wasn't that successful.
Not as he was.
I mean, there's my language again, but almost 500 wounded. 50 or 60 dead,
yeah.
And one ambush. Man, I don't think no battle has ever been fought as to where we was that successful in battle as this hateful man was. You see, this is the kind of hate these folks have. That they have created, and that hate has manifested itself now to. It really makes no difference color. Really matters. I got so much hate in me, such rage.
I have a question, brother. Who knew about that bumper stop? Who knew? That was my first time becoming aware of this thing called bumper stock. So
sitting here with me was an armor personnel. Go ahead, Brother Isaac. Armor personnel. He was in the Marine Corps. Armor works with weapons. Isaac can break down and build any kind of weapon you want. He's been trained. But again, I said the same thing. This bumper. Did you know anything about that?
No.
How you can make those adjustments?
No, that's something that's.
Let's go ahead and get a little deep right here. The Lord works in mysterious. My mother used to tell us, she said, the Lord works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And in saying that, suppose we never would have, and I hate that happened in Vegas. I hate it for the family and for the community. I hate it. Yeah. However, people hated the brothers in the Pharaoh going down in the Red Sea as well. The Lord works in mysterious ways, brothers, because if we had not found out about these bumper stops, they could have sat down and just mauled us. Talking about Black Lives Matter. They'll show you about Black Lives Mattering. That's what I have to say.
No, and what you're saying is very important, but I believe that it goes a little further. I believe bumper stop is just one weapon that we don't know about that is a part of many weapons that these communities have that we don't know about. I do believe that these missionaries and the power that these white folks have, I believe they have just about everything in their arsenal that we have I do believe they have gunships.
Any weapon that the military had that's over 30 years old.
Yeah, it goes somewhere.
You can legally buy it.
But we can't legally buy it.
Just like that white, that Caucasian that bought those weapons?
Yeah.
You can buy them too. If it's 30 years old.
You and I go over there and try to buy one of those. I know what you're saying. It's legal.
You can go right to one of these. They sell them in these armories.
I need me an M60. They
sell them in these gun
shows,
and they shoot regular 30 caliber bullets.
Is that right?
Yep. The same thing you can buy, you put in a 30-06 rifle, you can put in one of the machine guns.
Well, I'll tell you what, not to be the aggressor, but African Americans need to sort of, because they need to protect, they're indicated to me just how dangerous time that we're living, if that one Caucasian had that much firepower, what would happen? And we know that I believe the white community is. I think they're loaded down with weapons.
Of course.
And brother, if they wanted to make an all-out assault, like you said, those folks out there in Oklahoma, we know what happened to, like you talked about, Black Wall Street. We know what happened to that first Black Wall, the real Black Wall Street. Those millionaires, we know what happened to them.
Yeah,
all-out rush came down on them from the white community who had the gun.
That's right.
And so, again, now that we see what's going on, I would hate, brother, since they're saying, everybody, man, please. I need to get that M60 myself now that I know that. But I know it must cost a lot of money, and I know that's another reason why we don't have weapons. It's because we can't afford those weapons. Those weapons are not cheap.
Mm-hmm. I had a question over there, Sister Joyce.
It's already right here. She's right there.
Sister Joyce. Sister Joyce.
Yes, sir.
Do you know anything about a place called Boley, Oklahoma?
Yeah, oh Boley. Goodness. Sure,
yeah.
Boley. They had the Boley Rodeo. Roy,
yeah.
You been to the Boley Rodeo?
No, I'm gonna let you go ahead and tell it.
I was reading up on some history about that as well.
That's one of the
parallel to almost parallel to Black Wall Street.
Oh
well, if any of those all-black towns,
yeah.
Langston, Boley, Rennesville, you know, Rennesville, they had the battle was fought there in Rennesville. But, yes, Oklahoma has a lot of black history, brother.
Yeah, I read about
over in Langston because that's supposed to be like dividing the Mason-Dixon thingy. They have a small monument, the replica of the monument you guys have right there in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But it's far from having the, the
you
crowd.
Know, I read that. Yeah, I read also, and this is something I didn't know and never heard of this before, that the blacks in Oklahoma back at that time had wanted to succeed and make Oklahoma a black state.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Well,
yeah.
a native
yeah.
and African-American, yes, sir.
Yes, they wanted to make it a state.
Well,
they don't talk about that history.
When they discovered that black gold, though, brother, when they hit that vein, and they gush it. Remember, we used to watch that Three Stooges program where Curly and Moe and all them, they'd be sitting on the oil that was representative of what was going on right here, right then.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, they called this no man's land. They didn't think anything would grow here. The land, the dirt was red. And they didn't, that's throwaway, you know. If they can walk there, they can have it. They walked here. And the rest is history.
Well, I bless them to be different. They were wealthy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, we got about two or three more minutes. Any other comments? Sister Joyce, you want to make closing?
No, I have to finish my multitasking here, brothers. It sure has been delightful. And this community, I mean, it may not be a discussion that we want to have, but we didn't like to eat spinach and peas and split peas and all like that, but it was a part of the menu. So before you get to your dessert, you got to have a little vegetables. So brothers, we may not like having the discussion, but God knows it's necessary. Assalamu alaikum.
And we'll continue as long as the news folks are coming on bashing our people. We're going to use all our little communications. We know they're not powerful. But the more of us sign on and speak to each other, the more powerful we will become. So again, I thank everybody for the listeners. We will continue our discussion again next week. Sister Joyce, I ask you out there in Oklahoma, invite about 10 good entrepreneurs to come on with you And every week we're going to try to make it our business, each one of us, to at least have at least 10 different entrepreneurs to come on every week to promote their businesses and our channel of communication. Again, my name is Al Hodge, Bilal Masadiq Bynum.
And Al Hodge, Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
Until next session, the New Africa Business Association, every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m., where we live by the slogan of what one can do,
many can.
The many can. Thanks so much, Aisalaam. Aleikum.